sing songs to God with grace, with grateful hearts rejoice. Oh, come and bowing down to God, our worship let us bring. Come, let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker and our King. The Lord our God is King of kings, above all gods enthroned. The depths of earth and mountains high, by God alone are owned. To God the spacious sea belongs, God made its waves and tides, and by God's hand the rising land was formed and still abides. Worship, let us bring. Come, let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker and our King. Our Maker and our King.
Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study at 3:30 this afternoon. And if you are considering being baptized or becoming a member, learning doctrine, or investigating Christianity, these sessions would benefit you. Whether you're a mature Christian or a new Christian or in the investigating change stage, I should say, review of such topics as the Bible, the nature of man and of God, Christian fundamentals, and such topics will prove beneficial to your walk with Christ. Today's topic will be, what is the Bible? Please see Pastor Tomlinson if you have any questions. At the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, Pastor Otero will continue teaching from the prophet Isaiah, now in chapter 25. The Wednesday evening prayer service, beginning at 7:30 p.m., will feature the reading of the book of Job, chapters 14 through 16. The men's Bible study will be this coming Tuesday, November 8th, here at the church conference room. Please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and other and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Brother Olivas will be leading us now in the singing of the first and last stanzas this morning of the hymns. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 44, "And Can It Be That I Should Gain?"
Well, good morning once again, folks. Great to see y'all. You have to bear with me. My voice is about to go from here. So, but as we get ready to listen to what's on Pastor's heart, let's go ahead and prepare our hearts with praising the Lord. Amen. Once again, 44, "And Can It Be?"
Savior's love.
Go ahead and turn your hymnals to 489, Glory to His Name. Go ahead and please stand and turn your hymnals to 460, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms.
So much, will you please remain standing for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come this morning to worship you in spirit and in truth. We recall the words of the scripture who said, be satisfied and praise the name of Jehovah, your God. Lord, you are our God. And there is no other God before you, nor ever after you. You are our God. And we together, from different races and different nations, together with the people on the airways of the radio, AVAM, together with those in the internet across America and across the world, we worship you this morning. We are saying, God, you are our God. We thank you that we are your children. And as a church body, we do have some of the members who need the touch of your presence, the touch of encouragement, the touch of health, and you are able to do so. And so we pray for Thecma McDowell, now in recovery in the hospital in El Camino, for Helen Menick, for Mildred Plica, Romulo Noriel, Maruja Rabines, who lost our wonderful man, Dante Rabines, our missionary in Peru, Betty Cianello, Jesse Dickinson, Dr. Joe McCormack, who is feeling weak, and then Kim Staskus. Thank you, Father, that you're going to work in the life of these people according to your will, and they will know it, and they will be satisfied. Lord, we have a great number of missionaries. Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain. Eusebio and Marisa Perez in Malaga, Spain. Giovanni and Barbara Avendaño in Guatemala, Central America. Martha Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Maruja, who is still alone in Peru, in Iquitos. Jose and Diane Avila in Costa Rica. And then locally, Father, we pray for the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center in Gilroy, for the Christian Athletic Association in San Jose, California, for Daniel and Miriam Lacey in the Road Race Ministry, and for Fred and Carol Lewis in the U.S. Center for World Mission. Thank you, Lord, that you provide for us enough so that we never, in 30 years of ministry, fail one missionary without the offering. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. These people are in foreign lands, and they're depending on the local churches. But the local churches are depending on you. And so, Father, thank you that you provide for this little church enough. And thank you for our board of directors who, with great skill, have managed the church so that no one of these missionaries ever, ever left without the proper offering. Thank you, Lord, that you provide also for the running of the church and for all the activities and the expenses of broadcasting and so on. Thank you that you provide so that we can do benevolence to people who need it. Thank you, Lord, for your people because they love you and that's why they gave to you. Now, Father, we pray that this service will be very profitable for our own life, include the speaker. That we may learn from this new offering that you taught in the book of Leviticus. A wonderful lesson. That we have peace with God, with you forever. We don't have to doubt because you never change. What a security we have as believers. That we have a God who doesn't change. A God who said, I love you, and he mean it. Lord, we are happy. We have problems, yes. We have difficulties, yes. We go through mountains, yes. But we go with you. I remember the words that you said to Moses, don't be afraid, I will be with you. And then Moses went. And so help us to do that. That tomorrow morning, when we go to work or we go, whatever activity we are involved, we know that you are with us. Thank you, Lord. And now bless the offering and bless the giver in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You may be seated, please. Thank you.
After time I have failed you before, now I have failed you once again.
All my thoughts you have known, all my deeds you have seen. You alone are my hope, you alone can make me clean.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Leviticus. If you're using the Bible in the pew, please turn to page 121. We will be reading Leviticus chapter 4, verses 1 through 12. So will you please stand now for the reading of God's word, Leviticus chapter 4, verses 1 through 12. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, If a soul shall sin through an ignorance against any of the commandments of the Lord concerning things which ought not to be done, and shall do against any of them. If the priest that is anointed do sin according to the sin of the people, then let him bring for his sin, which he hath sinned, a young bullock without blemish unto the Lord for a sin offering. And he shall bring the bullock unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord, and shall lay his hand upon the bullock's head, and kill the bullock before the Lord. And the priest that is anointed shall take of the bullock's blood and bring it to the tabernacle of the congregation. And the priest shall dip his finger in the blood and sprinkle of the blood seven times before the Lord, before the veil of the sanctuary. And the priest shall put some of the blood upon the horns of the altar of sweet incense before the Lord, which is in the tabernacle of the congregation, and shall pour all the blood of the bullock at the bottom of the altar of the burnt offering, which is at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he shall take off from it all the fat of the bullock for the sin offering, the fat that covereth the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, which is by the flanks, and the caul above the liver, with the kidneys, it shall he take away. As it was taken off from the bullock of the sacrifice of peace offerings, and the priest shall burn them upon the altar of the burnt offering. And the skin of the bullock, and all his flesh with his head and with his legs, and his inwards and his dung, even the whole bullock shall he carry forth without the camp unto a clean place where the ashes are poured out, and burn him on the wood and fire where the ashes were poured out shall he be burnt. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for the scriptures through which you have revealed yourself and your mighty works to us. We thank you for sending the Lord Jesus Christ, who obediently and willingly shed his blood to pay the penalty for our sin. We confess that we have done unknowingly and knowingly transgressed your law, and only the blood of our great God and Savior was sufficient to allow the forgiveness of sin. By his person and work, we come to worship you and learn from you before the throne of grace. Help us, Father, by the enabling power of the Holy Spirit to be obedient to Christ. We pray now for our teacher and our pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him as he comes to explain the significance of the Old Covenant law. Bless us and those listening on the radio and internet and CD, that we may grasp and understand with the Spirit's guidance that which you will have us know today. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Please be seated.